Today's devotion is coming from Genesis chapter 25, starting at verse 29, and this is reading from NIV. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country famished. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished." That is why he was also called Edom. Jacob replied, "First, sell me your birthright." "Look, I am about to die," Esau said. "What good is the birthright to me?" But Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. What I'm looking at with this is two different aspects of being overly concerned about the present. The first part was Esau came in and he was hungry. He talked about being famished. He was dying or something like that. What was his birthright? Of course he wasn't dying. He was standing up. He was talking. He was hungry. So what he did was let his emotions drive him to do something foolish. He had an urge which he chose to indulge. I don't know. When I listened to this, it seemed like this had to be start off as a joke almost. Because how could Jacob be thinking Esau would sell his birthright for a bowl of soup, basically? And yet, as it went on, it seems to me this, if it were happening, it would only make sense to me as if they were started out joking like that, and then Jacob kept pressing and Esau kept going along, and eventually he swore the oath. And so he gave his birthright away for a bowl of soup, basically. What I see from that was Esau was a person who seemed to have been driven by what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it, and not very conscious of the consequences. So he allowed his emotions to rule his life in a way that eventually cost him his birthright. And we know later on, Jacob fled, and Esau basically took over while he was gone. But eventually Jacob does inherit all of the stuff that he was entitled to. So this idea of do what feels good or do what you want to do right at the moment permeated the culture in the 60s. But that whole idea causes us to not give due consideration to what the consequences are of what we're doing. You said everything has consequences. So if we have consequences that we're not taking into account, just because we feel an urge to do something and we want to gratify our feeling, then we end up with consequences that we don't want. So I think Esau is the perfect lesson in that he had an innate desire just to do what he wanted to do. He sold his birthright. And, you know, my first thought was when he did this in today's times that Jacob would say, "Now, wait a minute, let's go down and get this notarized and let's keep it." But they swore the oath and they both expected that that would be observed. Now, we know later on that when a blessing came from Isaac, Jacob actually tricked Isaac into getting the blessing that was, he thought he was given to Esau, which he thought was going to be his firstborn blessing. But Jacob, who I guess was entitled to in the sense of he had worked this deal out with Esau, Jacob closed it through trickery, tricking his father, but getting what he wanted. But he had planned that, that he would end up with that birthright, even though he knew it wasn't his by birth. But Esau gave it up. It says in the last verse there, it's Esau despised his birthright. He really didn't, he didn't hold it to be of any worth. And that was the second thing that we learned from this is what do you hold of value? Esau was probably if he'd had time and sat back and thought about it, said, well, would you want to trade your birthright for a bowl of soup? The answer would have been no, it doesn't make any sense. But he certainly didn't have much of a thought for what that was going to mean to him. So he had the promise of something in the future, his birthright. At that time, you know, Isaac was alive and there wasn't any division of inheritance because Isaac was still alive. But Jacob saw ahead the value of the promise of the right of the firstborn, the blessing to the firstborn. Esau didn't. So Esau didn't value that thing that had value in the future. I'm just supposing from this that Esau was very much focused on the present. And I think we all live in the present, and we need to think about the present. But what we do in the present has consequences in the future. So what we do in a particular situation has to be weighed off against how is it going to make me feel now versus how am I going to feel about it later. And I think people who are wise have the ability to measure that to decide which way to go for a particular decision. So Esau, very much focused on gratification, not thinking at all about what's going to happen in the future. Jacob, kind of the opposite. He was thinking ahead, positioning himself for that time when that inheritance was going to come. Now we could kind of extend this into Jacob's thinking into today, as we have an inheritance to come in the future, and as what we do on the day-to-day basis through discipline may or may not be what we feel like doing, but it is what we desire to do in order to position ourselves for that blessing that we're going to get in the future. So that's basically today's lesson, is that Esau, by being too much in the present and too much with how he felt, caused himself to lose all of the blessing that would have been his by birth. And he wasn't really tricked out of it. He gave it up. It wasn't stolen while he was asleep. He just didn't see it of value at the time. So we need to just make sure that we are alert for what we're doing and doing things of value for the future. Okay, that's it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the blessings that we have, that we know the values that you have, that we have this scripture here that shows us that it's possible through inattention to give away blessings that we would normally be able to claim. And Father, we pray that we would not be foolish in what we do on a day-to-day basis, but that we would be wise and that we would do those things which are going to work towards our reward in the future. So we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for those blessings that we are yet to receive. We pray for discernment, wisdom, day to day as we do your will. Be with us that everything we do would be to your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.